It is a Tuesday morning. And to Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the new Prime Minister's been out and about. What kind of reception is he getting?
In Scotland, not good. Boris Johnson has ventured to Edinburgh today for a meeting with Nicola Sturgeon. She is the pro-Scottish independence First Minister of Scotland. And she welcomed him, and he walked in off the street, and there was a photo opportunity, and members of the public roundly booed Boris Johnson. And I think there's a lot of anger in Scotland because Scotland voted to stay in the European Union quite overwhelmingly in the 2016 referendum. And Boris Johnson has gone up there today and he felt he heard it. I mean, there was a lot of anger towards him and his new cabinet and this Conservative government. A lot of Scots not happy with Boris Johnson. So he met Nicola Sturgeon. They had talks and he re-emphasised today that as far as he's concerned, Britain will be leaving the European Union on or about October 31st. Deal or no deal, do or die, Britain is out. So not the best of welcomes for Boris Johnson in Scotland.
No, but would Scotland leave the UK?
That's the next question, because I think Nicola Sturgeon would quite happily have a referendum tomorrow and go again to see if they can have an independent Republic of Scotland as it would be. But let's see. I mean, it's all to play for, and these are very, very interesting times.
Now, department stores already opened their Christmas section. A bit early, isn't it?
149 shopping days to go, just in case anyone's stressing about Christmas in July. Selfridges in central London has today opened its Christmas section. And they put out a statement saying that a lot of tourists are in town, people from all over the world, and they want British Christmas presents, you know, British designs and decorations for trees and what have you. I can see where people are coming from. You know, if you're here and you've travelled all the way from Australia, New Zealand, China, Canada, wherever you've come from, you know, it might be a nice thing to pick up, but you can get all this stuff on the internet. I mean, you don't need to be in Selfridges in a Christmas section. We're not even into August yet. It is a little bit absurd, if you ask me.
Do you know we've got a Christmas shop? I know they've got at least one. It's in a place called 2J, which isn't far from here up in the country. It's open every day of the year.
Yeah, I've been to one of these in London. I like going in them at the end of November, and my birthday's in the middle of December. That's when I like to go into Christmas shops, Millsy, not in July.
Ho, 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 Endo, we'll do it again tomorrow and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. Take care.
See you in 2.5 weeks.